I know you've had some guys banged up, especially Ben, throughout the season. Was it a blessing in disguise maybe to have that weekend off to rest up to get ready for the NCAA tournament?
Well, we do know this, Wes. Everything's done for a reason, and maybe that's one of the many reasons that we're trying to search for. There's other things that I can think of besides being banged up. You know, we got some things to clear up as far as for example, free throws and just little things mentally that we can work on this weekend. We've started working on and we're talking about on a daily basis that will make us a much better club going down the stretch. And you've heard me say, you've heard our players say the Michigan Tech way. I don't want to take anything away from Walsh, but I don't think for 40 minutes we played the Michigan Tech way, thinking that we should be able to get past this round. And when you don't do that at tournament level, you're in trouble. And that's my biggest concern right now, is to get our guys in the right frame of mind, because physically everybody's tired, and some teams are bagged up, but maybe that's one of the reasons why. You give him a rest. And one thing we're really concerned with, and not that we're looking past anybody, is with Ben's ailments, we got to play back-to-back games if we're fortunate enough to advance, and maybe that's the reason why. He's got to be able to play in two games back-to-back. So, again, that aside, that might be a reason, Wes. We're searching for the other ones, and we're just ecstatic to have the opportunity to go and play.
What do we know about Indianapolis, our opponent, this year, coming up on Saturday?
Well, they were the second seed last year, and we played USI in the first round, and we beat them, and then we played them in the second round. So we know this: they're leading their conference in scoring. They can score a lot of points. So it was interesting. Before the phone rang, I was talking about some of the stuff that we're going to talk to the guys about today. And one of the most obvious but easiest: when we don't have the ball, we better be really, really, really good defenders. And when we have it, we better think making baskets, because they're averaging 82 points a game.
Wow.
And they lead the GLVC in scoring, and they can really put some points up. They got a couple Division I transfers that have made a nice impact in their program, one of them being from Vanderbilt. And, that's kind of exciting. And then they have three guys back that were on last year's team. So they're tournament ready, as we are. And, again, they can score, and they're very, very, very athletic, and they can pressure you. And, those are concerns for us. But we went against a seven-man press last night and handled it pretty well, so we'll see how things go.
You always put those extra couple defenders out there to practice.
We need to simulate that athleticism by throwing a couple extra guys in there. And our guys handle it fairly well, so I feel confident that we can handle that.
Coach, you like the start time for your game, your first game at noon like that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, at this time of the year, just like last Wednesday, that's regular time for us, but it's really, you get up, you get after it. Our shoot-around time is at 7 o'clock, and 7 o'clock in the morning to 7:25, get them out of bed, go shoot, and then, go eat, and then next thing you know, you're back at the gym ready to play, and it's over, and you can relax after that, and I love that start. The earlier starting time for me, the better, because I'm an early bird, and guys like Benny, those guys, if they had to play at midnight, that wouldn't make any difference. They'd get her done.
So what is the travel schedule for the NCAA with you, Coach?
You know what, Dirk? That's interesting, because our call is this morning at noon, not this morning. It's right at noon for the tournament to know all the specifics. Yesterday, when we were notified, by the host schools, and in that time, we got to get our requests into the NCAA, because they do all that travel. We don't know when we're leaving. We don't know how we're leaving yet. We're suspecting on Thursday, because our games are Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. So we're suspecting to leave sometime Thursday, practice Friday down there, and of course play Saturday. But we don't have any idea, when we're departing at this time. We don't know where we're staying, what site we're staying at. Of course, we know it's in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's all we know at this point.
Coach, keys to getting a win down there and advancing that second round.
Well, I want to say this, because this is first and foremost, we have to have our minds ready to play our way, Tech way, setting screens, boxing out, doing the little things better than we did against Walsh on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. And then, of course, we have to stop their transition game and minimize the easy baskets, which we've had to do all year. This is not a secret. And don't give them many, if any, second chance opportunities, because they can, and they can shoot the three. So if we can do those, we start with a couple things, and we'll say that, you know, those are the major things, and we say some secondary things as the week moves on. But you know, it's all playing the game, and you just got to play. But more importantly, we just have to have our minds in the right place and go down and play relaxed, play loose. I know it's do or die, but we found out that our teams play better if we just are relaxed and go play the game and play it the Tech way, and we're in good shape.
Huskies play at noon Saturday against Indianapolis down in Louisville. We will have the broadcast for you right here on Mix 93. Josh calling all the action for us, and we can't wait. Coach, I hope you figure out how you're getting down there, where you're going to be staying, and come back with a bunch of wins for us. We wish you the best of luck.
You know what? That would be awesome, Dirk. Appreciate it, and thanks for all you guys are doing for us. And you know, it's a big weekend up at the STC with hockey hosting and women hosting, so we'll be paying attention from a distance. But I want to congratulate those two teams for their respective jobs and wish them luck at home this weekend.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Coach Kemmelouk right there on Mix 93. More coming up on Drive Time here on the Dirk Side, and it is 40 degrees in downtown Hancock.